And you are listening to a very special episode of the Tech Talks podcast, a podcast brought to you by the Technology Education Collaborative and Arizona 501c3. This is the Holiday Tech Talks podcast show. It is a show where we're going to go around and ask all of our favorite techies, that can include you, what they would like for the holidays or what they would like that's a tech toy that just is something they want, whether or not it's for the holidays. So our first victim here is John. Hi, John.
Hi.
All right. So what would you want? Pie in the sky. Money's no object. It just has to be a techie thing and it has to exist. What do you want?
Boston Dynamics Spot.
Okay. And what is that for the uninitiated?
Seeing the little yellow doggy looking robots that hop around and scare everybody? I want one of those.
And why do you want one of those?
Because little yellow robotic doggy thing that scares everybody.
Okay. So just to be clear here, money's no object. There's no constraints here other than the fact that the device has to exist. And that's what we landed on.
We landed on that because it's not military grade, so I thought that was off the table.
No, it could be military grade.
Oh, Abrams M1 mainline battle tank.
Is it run by a computer?
There's lots of computers on board. Basically, this thing can do 60 miles an hour across rugged terrain and hit a stationary target with its main battle gun while doing that. Yeah, there's a lot of computers on board that bad boy.
Okay, so just to recap your two items, say that one more time.
Peaceful uses, Boston Dynamics Spot Robot.
Okay.
If I get to shop off the government's website, Abrams M1A mainline battle tank. You guys can keep the gun. I just want the turbine-powered tank that does 70, 80 miles an hour down, whatever you want it to.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you for contributing to this episode of Tech Talks.
Okay. Send us a high watermark.
Okay. And and also, we do have, I did invite everybody to also just drop off their wish list item on either our Discord server or, in this case, someone texted me because they just know me. So Flufferfish also has a request. He said, Santa, I want a storage wiping device for all my USB, SATA, and SSDs, if that even exist. He says they're Santa, so they can make that exist. And that's because he forensically wipes data from drives, and he gets drives from various places that want to dispose of drives, but he has to make sure that they're clean to a compliant degree. So that would just make wiping those drives a whole lot easier. And if he installs ISOs to USBs often, he wants a quick way to make sure that they're clean and ready for formatting use again. So that's another tech treat that somebody wants. And we'll be asking people throughout the day here as they walk in and out of the Advanced Cyber Systems Lab here at Gateway what they would want for the holidays.
My name is Emmanuel Gonzalez.
Hello. And what would you want as a tech toy?
I would really love to get my hands and play with the Flipper Zero.
Okay, and what is it for those who don't know?
It is a device that does, I'm going to call it beginner's level or entry-level hacking, and even a little more, a little easier to learn, to be used for showing exploitations. It's actually a very good learning tool.
Really?
It can be used in ways not for learning, but I want it for educational purposes.
Of course you right? do. Yes, of course. And yes, so obviously. Pure intent, right?
That's correct. Yes. Just to make the brain swell up a little bit. Yes.
But what is it about this particular tool that you enjoy?
I love the cloning capacities that it has for, like, it shows the vulnerabilities to, like, badges, RF badges to accessing different buildings. So it really does not only help you show vulnerabilities with, like, wireless service and near-field technology, but also physical security.
Very cool. So kind of like a cool pen tester toy.
That's right.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
And what's your name?
My name is Darius Ward. I am a student adjunct at Gateway Community College for the Advanced Cyber Systems Lab.
Very cool. And, of course, you're here in the ACSL with us. So what would you like for the holidays?
If I were to get one piece of technology for the holidays, it would have to be the Flipper Zero. A little bit about the Flipper Zero, from my understanding, is it's something that can read, copy, and scan NFC tags. So, for instance, an earlier example that Christina provided was a friend was able to copy her apartment key tag. I also know that, you know, you can... Now, let me preface, I would never do this, but you can also copy credit cards, debit cards, anything that has an NFC reader, you can kind of copy it off the Flipper Zero, and you can use it as if the original device, card, key was in your hand.
So just to be super clear for the non-technical, so an NFC, and that's basically like your gate code clicker. That's what I said. Like, yeah. So
when people use Apple Pay.
Anytime you use Tap to Pay.
That's
NFC, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this would basically be like you were holding someone's credit card and you could just use that instead.
Mm-hmm.
And they could. Okay. But you do not want to use this for nefarious purposes.
No.
Of course you don't. No,
of course not.
You absolutely don't. Yeah. So what would you use it for? Why would a good person want this?
So I can only speak for myself. I am someone who is very, very, very forgetful. I forget keys.
Amen.
All type of things. So for me, a Flipper Zero would be useful because I would be able to scan my garage code scanner, things of that nature. I'd be able to just copy it on my Flipper Zero. In case I misplaced the original key, I just have a backup on the Flipper Zero and I'd still be able to access the same things that I needed to access.
That is an amazing application. And as you know, I also am a huge scatterbrain. So that is amazing. And that is a great application for that. Wow. And just so we're clear, just so everyone listening understands this, this is not something you can just like do without someone noting. So like you pointed out, I have a friend who visits me a lot, gives me a lot of ride homes. And so just to make it easier, because I don't always have my gate clicker, I had to click my gate clicker. I'm going to lose my deposit. I had to like click my, like they had to like actually use my physical gate code clicker to copy it so that their flipper could then open the gate if I didn't have my clicker on me when we were like trying to get in. So like if you wanted to do that with someone's credit card, you would have to physically have that credit card in your possession in order to copy it to the flipper. This isn't something you can like walk around with and be copying people's, you know, yoinking people's debit payment ability from the air.
There is a piece of technology that does do that if you get close enough. I will not reveal the name.
Let's not. It's bad enough. I'm already going to get evicted. So let's keep it here for now, shall we? Anyways, Darius, thank you so much. You are one of my favorite lab people.
Thank you so much, Christina.
I
enjoy talking to you all the time.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi.
So what's your name?
My name is Florian.
Hello, Florian. And what would you want as a tech treat or toy for the holidays?
What's those thing that you can use on the water so that it will fly you, propel you to kind of like Iron
like a
Man?
Hovercraft?
Hovercraft, that's right.
So you would want a hovercraft?
That's right.
All right. And why would you want a hovercraft? Just because it's cool and fun?
No, because I think to be able to hover above the water and fly as fast as you can and be near the water is just amazing.
Fair enough. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. And what's your name?
My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Laura, you are one of my favorite lab people.
Oh, well, thank you.
And what would you like for the holidays, or just to have, it doesn't have to be for the holidays, that is a tech thing. The only rule is it has to exist in real life. Money is no object.
Ooh, I saw something neat the other day that I thought would be fun to have. And that is a Framework 16-inch laptop.
Okay, and for those who wouldn't know, why is it snazzy? Like, why this laptop of all the laptops in the land?
Because it is designed for putting in what I want, changing things out. I don't have to mess with, oh no, I voided a warranty, or anything along that line.
So you can just, like, change the inputs, just everything else?
Change, you know, if I want a new processor, it's easy to change. If I want a new drive, it's easy to change. If I want to do memory, it's not. So many times a laptop is so, yeah, I can get in there and get it.
Yeah, there's all the screws. That's why we have whole workshops about this.
Yeah. Well, this works well with the iFixit workshops.
Okay. So. This is the one, if I remember correctly, this is the one where literally, like, if you wanted to add or remove, like, a USB port, you can just, it's like a square. And you literally just slide it out.
Yes.
And then it just, like, clicks back into place. And you can, like, replace that with, like, an SD port.
Yes.
And you just, like, literally just click it into place. Like, am I thinking of the right one?
Yes, you are thinking of the correct
one. Those are amazing. Those are freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be
one
of the best ones we've
had. New toy to play with.
Absolutely. Oh, 100%. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hello.
Okay, so what would you want for the holidays?
So one thing that I am looking at and I want is the Cypede Nano KVM, very likely the PCI version of it. And the reason I want this is this allows me to, over the internet, specifically local, because I'm not going to give it full internet access, only local, I can control my computers outside of the computer. I don't have to physically walk to it. I just put this piece in, connect it to the computer, and now I have full control from elsewhere. And specifically the PCIe version, because that has power over Ethernet, and I don't want to have to use USB power and everything, since I do actually have power over Ethernet where I'm trying to use it.
Okay, so just for the uninitiated, a couple of follow-ups here. When you say you can control your computer from elsewhere, do you mean like from your phone or a tablet, or what do you mean?
It would be easiest if you have a full keyboard and mouse, so from a separate computer. But yes, technically, you could use your phone.
Wait, so this is like basically a personal remote setup. Is this the same as like when you call IT and they take over your computer to fix it?
Like, yes, but same? A hardware device. So I can control it from lower down than IT can, because I can control power on and power off as well.
Okay. So I'm gonna have to ask, because I know we have cybersecurity people that listen to this. So I have to ask for them, what about the vulnerability of that? How vulnerable? Like, does this expand your threat surface?
This expands the internal threat surface. So if there are people that have already breached the outside firewalls and are on your network, then if they gain access to it and can figure out the password and everything, yes, it is more vulnerable, because now they have full power on and power off control of your computer. However, they have to get in first.
Yeah, fair enough. And give me an example of what you would use this for. Like, give me a practical application example.
I have computers that are network attached storage devices, so they just exist in a corner and turn on, turn off. Sometimes something goes wrong, they turn off, and instead of me having to walk over, push the power button, and make sure it turns on, I can open a web page in the computer I'm already sitting at, push the power button on the web page, and turn the box on.
So this is just another example of great technology being invented because techies are lazy.
I am willing to spend $50 to not walk across the house and turn on the thing.
This is fine. Like, I truly believe some of our best technological advances have come from just people wanting efficiency from an impetus of laziness. I really do believe that. And I think it's fine. I have no problem with it. If it makes life easier, why not, right?
Yep.
All right. Anything else on your wish list?
Oh, many of things. That's just the one I wanted to highlight.
Okay, fair enough.
Because this one's like $50 instead of normally this device is like $400.
Why is this one cheaper?
It's custom made, very small, uses RISC-V architecture for the CPU. Don't worry about it if you don't know what that means. I want to support it.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm well. So what's your name?
I am Wyatt.
Hi, Wyatt. And what would you like for the holidays? It can be anything you want. It can be space equipment. It can be military. It can be civilian. The only rule is that it has to actually exist in real life.
If I was good enough so that Santa decided to give me something other than coal this year, I would probably go for a Framework laptop, because Framework has finally come through for us, and they are a company that makes a laptop where you can actually upgrade the parts without it being nightmarish. And if something breaks, you can get replacement parts for it. So I could get a laptop and continue to use it for the foreseeable future. They have replacement motherboards. So all the stuff that we've dreamed about and asked for the last 20 years, someone finally came through.
And why is this useful? What is a practical example of you swapping out a part or using it in this way that would be useful to you?
Well, for folks that own Macs, one of the classic problems with a Mac laptop was people would go through and they'd set it on the corner of the table, or they go into Starbucks, you get your $9 cup of coffee, and you sit down to use the free Wi-Fi. But if you bump into your laptop, you knock it off the table. If you've got the charger plugged in, and if that charger hits, it could actually snap off where the charger port connects inside the laptop on the motherboard.
Yeah.
And fixing that is not technically difficult, but being able to get the laptop apart and figure out how to do that and then get the replacement part and kind of all those little bits and bobs along the way has always been problematic. And we've had folks go through and their laptop's perfectly good, but they drop it and they crack the screen.
Mm.
And so sourcing a replacement screen, getting the parts you need, finding the repair documentation to figure out how to get the screen out of the laptop and get the new screen in. All those little things are problematic, but Framework has gone through, and instead of working against their customers, they make it so if you take your laptop apart, they'll actually have QR codes on the main parts, and I can take a picture of that QR code, and it takes me right to, here's the replacement for that. So,
oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, they've really gone all in on the whole right to repair, kind of repairability aspect.
And we're fans of that here.
Very much so.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Could I get your name?
Hi, I'm Landon.
Hello, Landon. So the holidays are coming up with that. There's a lot of discounts and things on different tech toys. What's one that you're looking at and want for yourself?
That is an interesting question. So I came up with a mild, medium, and all out there answer. The mild one being vacuum chute. And that sounds strange to say out loud, but that way we can have a cleaner street as well as everywhere we walk, we're able to ensure to leave a better world behind.
Okay.
Medium is going to be a domestic dog or cat translator, because of course, who doesn't want to properly communicate in their language? And the out there is Orion smart glasses. And it changed the world to where instead of individuals being able to just record what's around them and what they see, it also allowed Harvard students to hijack that code and start actually seeing who and what they're interacting with, utilizing an AI platform, then subjugating that data, formatting it into bite-sized chunks. So my kind of out there, that does exist, technology, mind you, that was somewhat illegal that they did that, is a nanotech overlay, augmented reality contact lens or glass that formats all data I see within the world, given the context, and a heads-up display, more specifically in a 3D format, even so that I can do an interactive 7D holographic display. Now, why do I say that? So that way, when I'm conversing with, say, my grandmother, or when I'm attempting to assist an individual on tutoring them, it is like they're right there next to me. I don't have to put on ginormous Apple type of glass or anything else that is cumbersome and look very goofy walking around. And I would be able to, much like my phone right now, I don't know every single telephone number that's in it. I'm assuming the device itself is able to do much more and extend my capacity. That's kind of where I'm leaning towards.
Then I know of not automated devices, but things like the Zettelkasten.
Yes.
Is that kind of what you're thinking about?
That is.
Okay. For those that do not know, Zettelkasten is, I believe, a German word, but it's a system for like a second brain, a way to store information and reference that information across all the various ways you have it stored and quickly find it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us, and have a good rest of your day.
Hello.
Hi.
And what's your name?
My name is Gavin Klondike.
Hi, Gavin. You've been here before.
I have.
I know. It's so good to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes. And once again, we only have a few questions for you.
All right, cool. Let's go with the 25, 26, 30 questions.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So first of all, what would you want for the holidays?
That's a hard question to answer, if I'm being honest.
Okay.
One, I don't really like a lot of stuff. I'm kind
That's
of
fair.
A minimalist. And so the two things that really like shine out to me, one, I want one of those smart boards.
What is that? I don't even know what that is. Oh, so, you mean like in school? Like a smart board?
Yeah, like in school, like one of those smart boards. I know it's weird. It's ridiculous. No, it's nerdy, but I give a lot of presentations. And so if I could have something that doubles as a whiteboard and a projector, so I can have like a PowerPoint slide going on there, and then I can write on it, and then I can almost like an Etch-a-Sketch just tell it like, yeah, erase everything, go to the next slide. That would be so much fun. That would like kick my presentations up to the next level. And that's something that I legitimately enjoy doing. All right, so the second one I went and visited, it was a friend of a friend, but he managed to sell a business and made a lot of money. So he basically made a man cave. So he bought these giant Jumbotron kind of monitors as digital signage. He owns a warehouse now.
Okay.
And so he just has them in there, and they're just looping some really cool GIFs, like high-quality GIFs, and you just put them up on that Jumbotron, and it's just you walk into this room, and it looks like Comic-Con. Like, it can be completely empty, and it looks like Comic-Con.
That's
so I thought
cool.
that would be... Right, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that would be really cool, but even just, like, digital signage that I could put up on in my house, you know? Like, what do you want to put on your walls? Oh, I don't know. I could buy this piece of art, this canvas painting, and it's like, nah, I'm going to get something that I can just program to change every so often. Could depend on the season, could depend on time of day. I mean, heck, I could even do the Harry Potter moving painting thing.
That's actually... Those are pretty cool. Yeah, that's good answers.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. All right. So what's your name?
Connor Johnson.
Hi, Connor. And what would you like for a tech treat for the holidays?
So I've been thinking about it for a little bit, and I think what I really want for Christmas is the Wacom tablet.
Oh, okay. And tell me what that is for those who don't know.
Of course. So a Wacom tablet is a special like artist tablet used by a lot of like animation studios and a lot of different like freelancers.
Sure.
But it's really nice for like drawing like your artwork on.
Cool.
And so I would really appreciate it if I got that. But probably not, because it's kind of expensive.
but there's no money on this show. We're just everybody gets what they want hypothetically.
I know.
We're in hypothetical land. It's fantastic. Well, thank you for coming in. Thanks for sharing that. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays, you too.
Bye.